God bless you, dearest brethren. I am Dora, and I will translate a live message from Italian to English of Brother Joseph said and done on RadioBlast.net. Brother Joseph is greeting everybody and says, "Hi, how are you?" And he puts on some gloves. And Angela is asking, "What are you going to do with those gloves?" "Well, I put the gloves on," Joseph says, "so I can fight against the devil, so I can I can rebuke him and fight against him in the spirit, of course." These gloves represent the gloves of the spirit. Angela is saying, so even a girl maybe doesn't know boxing, but she can fight in the spirit, right? Right, of course. It's all in the spirit. Let's put our whole armor of God on us and fight and win. Let's put the belt of faith, the shield of faith, the felt the belt of truth, and so on. Read Ephesians 6. The armor of God is there. We're going to start with the news. We're going to start with some news, some important news that we want to share today with you. We will talk about Europe, Italy, and what's happening lately in Italy. Sweet Sister Marina wrote to us and said, "Dearest brethren, in Italy, bad things are happening. Nature is revolting against the humans. There is continual earthquakes. There are avalanches. Rivers are flooding. The snow, it's higher and higher. And because of too much snow, there are victims in different little villages. Some villages are even disappearing from the map. There are violence of all kinds And this is amazing, what is happening in Europe and in Italy," Marina says. End of message. Now in Italy, besides all these nature problems, there are the Muslims that are taking over. There was a sister we talked with in Skype a few days ago, and she said, "In Milan, in the evenings, me and my daughter cannot walk around in our town. We are scared to see all these Muslims going all over." Joseph is saying, "Well, of course, this sister is a little too over-worried that now you cannot even walk around. But it is true that if an emergency comes, then it will be very tough. For example, in Germany, when it was New Year's Eve, I think, or Christmas, or whatever, they were getting together for that, for Christmas, I think it was. And there was a bunch of women trying to rape a bunch of ladies in Germany. It happened. So the most important news from Europe and Italy, what are they? So the news. A bus in flames on the highway A4 in Italy, 16 dead. How do you call it? Young people between 14 to 18 years old that have been between the victims. This was an hour ago. You know, these buses, and probably the driver was tired. And you know how many times when you go on a long trip, one split second of not being careful or falling asleep. You know what happened with this bus? They went against a pole, and the bus went in flames, and 16 young people from Hungary died. You know what? I told you before, and I will tell you again. You know what? Don't go in holidays. Yes, you can have a little rest here and there, take your Bible with you. But even in holiday, read your Bible, evangelize. Don't go in holiday, just do nothing all day long, looking at the sun and burning in the sun. Yes, go and rest, put your feet in the water, but take your Bible with you. In Jesus' name, like that you can take advantage and be with the Lord no matter what you do. So don't go in these worldly holidays like these boys did. You know, many times my Flash family wanted to go to the beach, and I took them to the beach, and they were all swimming around and playing, and I was under a tree with a Bible. And that's when I made my bones and I put my oil in my lamp. The Bible says there is no living war, and we are in a war. Amen. Next news from Giornale. There was a landslide in Italy, in a hotel. In a hotel, the landslide threw down a whole hotel, and many people are trapped underneath. In the last few hours, they were able to extract four people from the rubble, but they were dead. I want to pray for them, Lord Jesus. They're stuck under the rubble, bunch of victims. Lord Jesus, be with them. Be with them and strengthen them and keep them alive if they're not saved, so they can know you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this hotel near Pescara, there was this hotel in Rigopiano. All of the survivors known to be alive, it says in CNN, under the wreckage of Italy's Rigopiano Hotel. Mamma mia. They took out nine people and they were alive. It must be terrible to be buried alive. You really need Jesus in those moments. These kind of things really make your faith be put in practice and to the test. Amazing, huh? And I want to say that these people in the hotel, again, were in holiday. The boys in the bus were in holiday. These people in the hotel were in holiday as well. That's why I'm telling you, forget holidays. Yes, you can rest with the Bible, wonderful. You can go to the sea or to the mountains to rest with your Bible. But don't go there in a worldly holiday for a whole week, just eating ice cream and eating. And that's it. And then you go dancing in the evening. No, don't go dancing in the evening. In the evening, go evangelizing. Let's go to the next news. The next news. Big hails have hit Germany and Europe. Unstable weather. On the front page, you see some photos. You see some photos with this hail. This hail are as big as a tennis ball. And they ripped through windscreens of planes and of cars and many other places. Amazing. Another news. In Europe, bad weather. A tornado in Lithuania. Moscow is being flooded. A super hail in Austria as well. In Europe, they made a whole center, calling it a meteorological center, which this center is in alert right now. There are alarms and warnings for great tempests coming. Holland as well was hit with big hails. The last 24 hours, a bunch of tempests in Europe, in many countries. What's happening? Well, Europe is getting to be under curse. People don't believe. They say, oh, this is just a coincidence. It's not that Europe is under curse. I think it is. They have rejected Christ. God allowed it. And why does God allow it? Why does God allow it? Because people don't want God. And God cannot protect them who don't want to be protected. Next article, earthquakes. Earthquakes, center Italy. The earth does not stop from shaking. Constantly there are earthquakes. in certain areas in the center of Italy, the earth keeps shaking. Amazing, amazing. All these things that are happening, it's not God. God is allowing it because of the sins of the people, nothing else. Oh, how come Abel died and God didn't do anything about it? God did something about it. He went to Cain and warned him and said, sin is at the door of your heart. But Cain disobeyed, so God allowed it. God tried to stop it, but Cain chose wrongly. And Abel died, but Abel was blessed in heaven. Let's go to Psalm 115:16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth has He given to the children of men. In Genesis 1, God said, I give you the earth, dominate over it. Take over. Adam had all the power that the devil has today. And Adam gave it to the devil. Who gave all this power to the devil these days? God didn't. Adam and Eve did. The power that the devil has these days, Adam and Eve gave it to them. Adam and Eve gave it to him. Psalm 115:16. We read it again. The heaven are the Lord's, but the earth had He given to the children of man. So the earth belongs to man. God didn't do the Second World War. God didn't do the First World War. And God will not do the Third World War. God is not God's will, the Antichrist, but He allows it indirectly. You know, the will of God, we see it how is heaven. In heaven, Angela says, in heaven there are no earthquakes, there is no violence, it's only love. In heaven, that's how God is, that's His kingdom, in heaven. Joseph is saying, God told Adam, take over the world, dominate it, it's under your dominion. So God gave the earth to man. That's why we, in the name of Jesus Christ, if we take the authority that God gives us, we can see the dead walk and the sick being healed and so on. Jesus said, go and heal the sick. It's God's will to heal the sick. These are signs that are following. So it's not Joseph, Brother Joseph, doing these things. Every believer can do it in the name of Jesus Christ. So, the earth was given to man, and man do the wars. Man chose Adolf Hitler. Man chose Stalin. Chinese chose the dictator they have. The Europeans have their mafia in Brussels. God didn't put it there. Man chose them. Man chose them. And the sins of people, the sins of people is, the sins of the people is what attracts the devil's curses on the people. It's not God. It's the sins. The sins of the people. Sodom, Gomorrah. It wasn't God. It was the homosexuality of the Sodomites that brought the fire upon them. Their sins brought it upon them. Another article we'll read about from Il Fatto Quotidiano, point 8. And it says, Pope Francis warns Trump and Netanyahu, Palestine is already an independent state. Francesco, the Pope, sent this to Trump and to Netanyahu. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that the Pope is defending the Palestinians? You know what? Palestine is not a state yet. They didn't get in agreement about it yet. The politicians are not saying it. A new Pope are saying it. You know who this Pope is? It's the new Richelieu of the NWO, the New World Order. You know who Richelieu was? I will tell you who Richelieu was. So who was Richelieu? Richelieu And Wikipedia says the following. Soon rose in both the Catholic Church and the French government, becoming a cardinal. And King Louis the 13th, chief minister, he was the chief minister of the King Louis in 1624. He remained in office until his death. He dominated the history of France from 1624 to his death. And he was the chief minister of Louis, of King Louis. You know, these days there is so much politics in the world, and this Pope is exactly doing that. He's not evangelizing, worrying about the lost souls. So, what's the conditions of Italy today? I want to tell you this, hearing all this news, hearing what the Pope said, I want to tell you that Italy lost the blessing of God. Italy is under the devil's curses. And it's without the protection of God. Italy is without the protection of God. This Pope, false prophet, is doing only politics, and he blesses everything that God doesn't bless. Isn't it amazing? He's opening Europe to the Islam, to homosexuality, and so on. You know, this Pope is following the agenda of the New World Order. This is what this Pope is doing. I want to tell you that the Israelites are not fully right, neither the Palestinians are fully right. Palestinians are Muslims. And you know, you cannot really do peace with that. When will there really be peace? Peace will be after Armageddon. Before that, there will be just politics. There will be just politics, and that's it. There will never be full peace until people don't receive the Prince of Peace, and that's Jesus. The Palestinians, Islamics, Muslims in the world will never receive the Prince of Peace, Jesus, Son of God. This is the opening of the program of today. This is the situation of Italy today and all the news. I would like to read with you now. I would like to translate now for you a message from Maria Stella and Roberta. They are passing through very difficult times in Abruzzo, in Italy. Live right now on the radio will go their message, which they recorded, but I will make a little resume of what they are saying in English for you, brethren. This morning we received this message. I want to tell you that my message to get out of Europe and the United States is more valid than ever. Don't wait around until you do everything perfectly. Even if you didn't sell your house yet, but if you have the money for the plane, as soon as you have the minimum necessary, do get out. Put the house in the hands of an agency, and then you can come here, and the agency will sell it for you. So here is the message of Maria Stella and Roberta. I will make you a little resume of what they're saying. So these sisters are saying in their audio that the last few days they lived a very difficult situation. There have been earthquakes, the supermarket collapsed in their village, and the gas station as well collapsed. There were 5 days without water, without electricity, without diesel, and without food. There was only a little shop that was able to sell some bread in these few days and a few minimal things. And these 4 days that we've been in this catastrophic situation, we realized that there is no mark of the beast. There is no mark of the beast. There is no microchip around. And it was very difficult to live these 4 days. And we realize that neither spiritually, neither physically, we are ready to pass through the Great Tribulation. In these 4 days, we lived like in hell. It was terrible. We were not prepared spiritually and neither physically. We didn't have water. There was no electricity. People around you, they were not believers. People around us, they were not believers, so that made things even more difficult. We couldn't even pray and get spiritual help from the Lord to be able to pass through these difficulties. So we felt that this was a little taste that the Lord allowed us to live, so we can see how will it be during the Great Tribulation, when things will be even much, much more hard, because there will be the mark of the beast around. So we want to give you this testimony, dear brethren, to tell you something very important. Brother Joseph's messages to get prepared for the Great Tribulation are not just some futile messages and some silly sermons. They are real. We do need to prepare for the Great Tribulation, physically and spiritually. What we lived in these 4 days, it's more than we could bear. There was no diesel, there was no water, there was no electricity. And the supermarket collapsed as well, and there was no food. Imagine how it would be during the Mark of the Beast. We were hardly, hardly, by the skin of our teeth, able to survive these 4 days without the Mark of the Beast. How will it be with the Mark of the Beast? So we want to encourage all the brethren listening that it's not just Fratello Giuseppe's, Brother Joseph's messages, but it's the Lord warning us and telling us to prepare spiritually and physically for what is about to come. This is, I made you, dear brethren, just a little resume of a 10 minutes long message that Maria Stella Roberta sent to us exactly this morning. God bless you. Joseph is saying, oh, what can I say? What can I say? I can only say, I have been telling you, dearest brethren, I have been warning you. Read Proverbs chapter 1. Read Proverbs 1, where it says God will laugh at our calamities if we don't listen when He warns us and tries to help us. Why don't you go on your knees and ask the Lord to show you, is Brother Joseph a false prophet? Is Brother Joseph a false prophet when he's trying to tell us to prepare? Is Brother Joseph a false prophet? Prophet, why don't you ask the Lord and see what God wants you to do? You know, I can see Europe under curse, honestly. It's not that God sends the curse. God just takes away the protection, and what's left, it's the devil's curses. God is crying. You know, Isaiah, it's saying, in the name of the Lord, the Lord is saying in Isaiah, what can I do with my vineyard? I've done everything. I've sent prophets, and they have killed it. They have killed them, and they have killed them. What can I do more for my vineyard? And God was sad. And God takes away His protection. God takes away His protection. And God sent the enemy over Israel, and the ten tribes disappeared completely. There was only Judah tribe and Benjamin tribe, and Judah assimilated Benjamin, and now there is just Judah left, where the Jews come from, basically. And that's all that's left from Israel. So God's allowed the Babylonians, and Israel went prisoner in Babylon, and sooner or later the whole Israel was gone, and the history repeats itself. The new Nebuchadnezzar is coming, the Antichrist, and will destroy the people of God, the Christians of today, and the Christians will be slave again in Babylon. Which is Babylon? The new Antichrist world, and they will be slaves in it. You know, I've been saying that the devil's curse is upon Europe, and an email arrived. this hotel that there was the landslide, and a bunch of people have died and are still under rubble. In the news it says that they were gay friendly. Homosexuals and lesbians were freely accepted there and could do whatever they wanted. Amazing, huh? Amazing. Basically, between those guys, there were homosexuals as well. Those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell, and all those whom Pilate killed, do you think that there were more to blame than those in Jerusalem? No, I tell you. But all of you will perish if you don't repent. Luke 13. Read Luke 13. Italy is under the curse of the devil, and Europe and the world in general. Why Italy? Italy is a main nation in Europe. You know why? Because there is Rome there. Rome and Italy is living the last days of the Holy Roman Empire. We are living in the last days of the Roman Empire. That's why ISIS talks about Rome all the time. We will conquer Rome. We will conquer Rome. And it will happen. So Don Bosco said that the horses of the Cossacks will drink water from St. Peter Vatican fountains. It was a prophecy from Don Bosco. He was like a prophet, Don Bosco. He was persecuted. He was persecuted by the church. An important thing what his sister shared in this audio is that besides the material difficulties, there was no water, no electricity, no food, but they were saying they felt a spiritual oppression, because they were surrounded by unbelievers, and which went in panic. And maybe even their relatives around, their own family, was freaking out, and you couldn't even have a spiritual peace in your house to search the Lord and to help to be able to make it through these things. It's amazing when your own family is against you. In such a situation, what will you do? How will you cope with it? Well, Joseph is saying, I've been in a situation like that. I love the Lord a lot, but I love my family a lot too. I was very close to my family, and I had many battles to change my loyalty from my earthly family to God. But I want to thank God that I was able to become loyal to God and not to my earthly family, they were not believers. And because I did that, I put God first. I was able to pray with them to receive Jesus and preach to them the gospel. If you are surrounded by relatives, people in the church or whatever, people who are half a heart, I want to tell you, do like Lot. Lot left Sodom, left his wife, and followed God, and that's it. Isn't it amazing how she only turned back? She started following, but she disobeyed in one thing. What the angel said, don't look back. A small thing. Why can I look back? No, you cannot look back, the angel said. She looked back and she became a statue of salt. In Luke 9, Jesus quotes it. And he says, who puts his hands on the plow and looks back is not worthy of the kingdom of God. So if you are in a church which they adore more the pastor than God, which they follow more the pastor than God, if you are in such a church, get out. Find a true church. because truly the mark of the beast is coming. Imagine these two sisters, Maria Stella and Roberta. Now the enemies are gonna write to us and say, oh, you want everybody to get out of Europe and go to South America? No, please don't come to South America. Go to South Pole if you want. Go wherever the Lord shows you. I just tell you my opinion, that the South America is the best refuge, in my opinion. South America is a good continent to get refuge in. Go to Jesus and fast and pray. Fast and pray. Every morning, start fasting. In 2-3 days, I tell you, Jesus will speak to you. But Achtung, pray with all your heart. Don't pray with half a heart. Pray with all your heart. When I'm confused, which is usual, I read the Gospels and I say to Jesus, Jesus, I will keep reading until you speak to me. And I start with the Gospels and I read and I read and I read the Gospels. I skip Matthew 23, the rebukes to the Pharisees. I read the words of Jesus. I read the words of Jesus in the Gospels. And I listen. And all of a sudden, a scripture sticks out to me. 220 volts, 360 volts. It lightens up a scripture to me. A scripture sticks out. And I feel, oh, this is for me. The Holy Spirit says, this is for you. And I read a chapter, two chapters, three chapters, and you understand. So this is my message to you. Get on your knees and hear from the Lord where God wants you in the end time, dear brethren. It's very important to ask the Lord how to prepare, where to prepare, so you don't have to pass through tribulation and not be prepared for it and fail it. Pray that the difficulties that are coming ahead will not find you in the wrong place, okay? Pray to God for that. We pray for them. Pray for you, dear brethren. Thank you, Jesus. God help us.